This is the Good morning. The doctor is in. It's time for Ask the Doctor with Dr. Kerry Williams. Dr. Williams, seems that we've been talking about COVID a lot longer than we thought we were going to be talking about it. And when we first started talking about it, basically how not to catch it.
Past couple of years, we've been focused on not catching it. But then if you got sick, we focused on diagnosing it. And we diagnosed it with a nasal swab. There were a couple of different tests. Then our nation's leaders got involved and recommended we have the vaccine. And about 58% of our nation's adults have been fully vaccinated. And studies show that those vaccinations, they're about 95% effective, at least for 6 months. But remember, this is a new virus, and we don't know much about it, and we haven't had time to study it. We can diagnose antibodies that if you've had it or had the vaccine, but most local labs only offer an antibody test to one's antibody, generally your spike virus. Your spike antigen that is on the virus. MedClub's gotten very, very fortunate, and we have a new test offered by a company by the name of Aditex out of Richmond, Virginia, that has a test specifically for COVID-19, and it measures 9 antibodies.
Nine. Okay.
And potentially your neutralizing antibody, which is very, very important. The Aditex score test makes it possible to assess the strength of an individual's immune response to the COVID-19 virus or vaccine. So we can tell which one you've had, if you've had both or neither. And this score is a number, and it tells us how strong your immune response is. The test measures 3 antibodies made in your body against 3 antigens made by the virus. So that gives us 9 antibody tests. And if you mount a response, then your body has a memory in it, in your bone marrow, by your B cells, and it produces a neutralizing antibody. Your bone marrow is kind of like your long-term memory or your cloud in your body. And this is the important antibody that totally blocks the virus from infecting you in the future.
Now, this sounds like this score that we're getting from this company is probably the most thorough that we have available to us.
At this time, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Now, this collective group is not FDA approved, collective together, but it is approved and done in a CLIA-validated lab.
So that means that there have been nothing but test upon test upon test upon test upon test upon test about this, and all of these things have been validated.
Correct.
Okay.
But this is very, very important in that this neutralizing antibody that this test provides could direct public policy as well as individual decisions about their health and their safety. By making this antibody test available, the patients are provided the information to make needed decisions about their health, their booster vaccinations, return to work protocols, mask use, and other safety and protection protocols.
So this basically is the truth detector of all this.
Yes, it is. And where it's really important are patients who are immunocompromised. Those patients who haven't responded. The patients that have an immunosuppressive disease, take an immunosuppressant medication, anti-cancer medications like chemo, or have the presence of a long-term chronic disease that's just worn out their immune system. So this test tells us if you're fully vaccinated, do you need extra protection, or if you've had the virus, and that's called a natural immunity. And we can differentiate by these antibodies and antigens and the numbers that are affiliated with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all of these, the scoring that goes on, telling us the good, the bad, the in-between, and giving us this accurate snapshot, how does this help the doctor determine what's next?
It sets a baseline here in the beginning where you're at today and gives a snapshot of your immunity today towards COVID-19. Now, remember, like in most other diseases, it will wane with time. There are other immunizations that you must have several times in your life, like tetanus, whooping cough, influenza. We have to re-up those immunizations because your body doesn't keep that memory forever. I would suspect that COVID-19, in time, your antibodies will wane in time. And that's the reason that Aditex recommends that we have more than one test.
It's to see where you are accurately.
Absolutely.
At different times.
Absolutely. And to also give you a realistic picture of how your immune system is responding to COVID-19.
Now, your office, Med Club of Bartlesville.
Yes.
Is one of the first 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we're number 9 in the nation.
To take advantage of this brand new technology.
Yes, we were accepted and we were onboarded recently to be able to provide this test.
You had to pass a lot of rigorous stuff.
We did. And we're very fortunate. Mm-hmm. And I think we can offer a unique look for individuals to assess their immune response to COVID-19. In the United States, 58% of our adult population is fully vaccinated. In the state of Oklahoma, we're around 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And in Washington County, we're only 38% of our population is fully vaccinated. And that's everyone's individual choice. So 95% of each one of those figures. So we have people that are not protected, and they don't know how their immune response is going to act towards COVID-19. A lot of people have natural immunity, have had the disease. How did they respond?
Mm-hmm.
And there are studies that show that your natural immunity is stronger than a vaccinated immunity.
Now, if I've never had COVID, and I come in to your clinic, Med Club of Bartlesville, and I ask for this new test, would you be able to take that little snapshot of me where I am? And would that help me to decide for myself?
Yes.
What my next course of action would be?
Yes. It is one single blood test.
That's it?
That's it.
It's not like 9 of these jabs?
No. One single blood test that will assess these 9 independent antibodies that your body makes against the COVID-19 virus and a neutralizing antibody that your bone marrow makes.
Yes.
And collectively, we put a score together.
There you go. Now, when we were talking about the different parts of the nation, of course, closer to home, are not quite as highly vaccinated as the nation is as a whole, and there's no judgment there. But I understand there's a difference in the vaccines.
There is. There's a difference in the doses. First of all, the way they were made. mRNA is an old technique with a new application that Moderna and Pfizer have used.
Mm-hmm.
And J&J used an older technique, but still use mRNA to use a benign type of virus to bring the mRNA into your cell.
Mm-hmm.
What's unique is that J&J and Pfizer used a lower dose of the mRNA than Moderna did. They use J&J and Pfizer use 30 micrograms, and their booster is the same amount, where Moderna use 100 micrograms, and their booster is half the amount. So that they mix and match, and that's a big subject all of its own.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just good information to have.
It is. It really is. You know, I was one of the persons, I got the J&J, and I really didn't know what was going on, which, if anything was different other than that, would only required one shot.
Yes.
And I wanted to get it done and get it over with. And it did. And it still caught COVID.
Well,
I'm not saying it's the vaccine's fault, because I don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, no, it's not the vaccine's fault. It's that the mRNA takes a teeny tiny portion of a spike protein from a COVID virus. Let's say a pinky finger portion. And uses that as the genetic material for the virus vaccine. Well, viruses to live must mutate. So a little immunology is that your body, when it sees something it doesn't like, a virus, COVID, it sends out the militia or your IgM. These are big and cumbersome, and they're meant to hold back and hold at bay those viruses. Also, if it's in a wet area, let's say amphibious, your IgA, It's in your upper airway and in your lungs. It's meant to hold back also. Then we have these little spies called T helper cells, and they will kidnap a virus and they will take it back to the headquarters where the gang, IgG, lives. Think of GIs. And they show it to the gang. They show the virus to the gang, and then it says, you know, next time you see one of these, kill it. And the gang goes, okay, we can do that.
Your body works like that, huh?
It does. It's a big military base inside your body. And so, to survive, a virus must mutate. And when it mutates, it changes its disguise on the outside, but the inside stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
Next time the gang sees it, they go, hey, that looks like his brother, but that's not him. Do we kill it or not? So it confuses it. And so having just a teeny tiny pinky finger amount of genetic material to compare, it's very hard for that vaccine to be effective for all the different variants.
All right, that explains that. Dr. Williams, we're getting to that point of the show where we need to tell everybody where we can find you.
Med Club is located on Highway 75 across the street from McAllister's. And our phone number is 918-214-8200. And we have an extra page on our website that has to do with this test and ways to sign up or contact us about the test. And our website is medclub.clinic.
And, of course, when you get to look at the doctor's website, you can find out that this is a little bit different. You just do things differently, and I like the way it is. We call this a med club because it's not necessarily a clinic per se. It's not an outpatient hospital per se, because these are all different things. You're kind of a unique bird around here.
I am, and I'm very fortunate to be one of the few independents in our area.
Uh-huh.
It is a monthly membership.
Mm-hmm.
And what the membership pays for is my time.
Mm-hmm.
And you get if you become a member, you get a phone number for emergencies after hours and on the weekend. You also have the ability to email and text me your questions. And a lot of communication is done that way. So we have more contact than I would have in a traditional practice.
Dr. Kerry Williams with Med Club of Bartlesville, thank you for being on One-on-One with the Pros.
Thank you.